Okay, so we're starting over here from Pasuk Lamed Hey. We didn't manage to do that Pasuk last week. Paragimel Pasuk Lamed Hey. So, Kavoid Chachomim Yincholu. The Kavoid, the honor of Chachomim, respect of Chachomim, they will inherit. Uchsilim, and the fools, Merim Kalon, he raises their disgrace. So the Gro explains, Loi dai lechachomim shielem kavod. Not only, it's not enough, not only will the Chachomim themselves get kavod, but it will be kavod in the derech of Nachla, which is an inheritance. That they inherit also to their children kavod. Their children also receive kavod based on the it's like inheritance. Once the father was a chacham, so the children will receive kavod as well. That's the chiddush of this point. Kavod chacham yinchalu. That's what it means. The kavod chacham they will inherit to their children. Intrinsic to what? To the Chacham Dafka?
Yeah.
Why?
Is the Ben Roy the Kovod or not?
I mean, the Maisi, you have the concept of Rokra Davua, right? The child is like the leg of the father, it's an extension of the father. That's how the Maisi, a light there really of Nachla works. So it works on the covet as well. The covet will extend to the children as well. It's mamish begedah nachla, which means
the arts of the gashmis of a person is yerusha, the mishpachta, and the ruchnis of a person is yerusha, it's hefka.
Yeah, but you see that Chazal say, right, that if you have three doris of Torah, so then it's a Yerusha Mamish, that's the lashon they use over there. It's a Yerusha Chutam Shush Lo Yinotek, that all the Doris after they're going to have Torah. So it's very hard, it's very shver to say that. And I wonder if Tzarchim what he's saying over there, and I didn't see it inside. But need a pshat for him, not for this.
Okay.
Yaroslav. Okay, I mean, listen. Even
over
here, he's not talking about the ruchnius itself. And it's not really pertaining to that Yaris Devash. I'm just saying, stem from that Gemara, you see that there is a inin of Yerusha on the Torah as well. Right, that's what Torah is called, Merasha. But you see that over here is discussing the kavod. Kavod is not ruchnius. Kavod is the way people respect the person. Right. It's not ruchnius. If anything, maybe that's like an aspect of gashmius. Actually, it's like a gashmius, a physical oriented benefit.
Kavod means the way people misyachas him. What means?
Yeah. Mechubet. Yeah. Now I'm just thinking that Maisai, there is a Michtav Melio that writes maybe even more than one place. Thus writes that Midas, I know, he says this by the Ovis. The Ovis worked on their Midas so stark, so strongly, they overcame and they worked and purified their Midas that they inherited to all the future Doris of Klal Yisrael Midas Tevis. Right? You see, the Mishnah already says, right? Talmido Shel Avraham Avinu. Rather, it doesn't say Bonhof, but Talmid Shel Avraham, but we know that those are qualities that the Jewish people have. They're Goyim Lechazon, that like identifies. And Ad Kedei Kach, the Gemara says when Amori goes and sees they're not doing Chassid, he says, like, what is this? There's like there's a Pgam over here in their Yichas, there's something wrong. So you see that there is this idea that a person Taka can inherit to his children spiritual qualities as well. Tzarchin a little bit in the Arz Dvash. It could be that he means like in general, you inherit on a partial level, you inherit physicality, you inherit place, the house and objects, whatever is the money, to the kids. But the spirituality, you don't mamish inherit it, except you inherit it as much as they themselves work for it. If they're not going to work for it, they're not going to do what they're supposed to do, anything that you did is not going to help. Right? But you can inherit to them the success, that it'll be easier for them. It'll be easier for them to go ahead and do and act right and serve Hashem and learn. Right? Based on your work, it's now, it's like the doors are open for them much better. So that would be a way of perhaps integrating the Rabbi. Would you say Rabbi Yonasanevich said Yaris Tvash with the other sources that we were quoting? Okay, so then the pasuk says, "Uchsilim meirim kalon," that the fools will raise their disgrace, their bezayin, okay, their shame. Kaloimar, shakovet shen noisin lemakadosh baruch hu, that the covet that Hashem gives to them, who kedei leharim kloina marchakach, is just in order to raise their shame, their disgrace afterwards. Dukmas Haman, like Haman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevated Haman to a major power position and fame and riches. He was really riding on top of the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him all that in order to disgrace him in the most terrible way, to be magdal his disgrace. Shem lo haya lo yakovet chila lo haya kalon godol. Had he not given the covet first, so the kalon wouldn't have been a big disgrace. It's dafka big when a person that powerful and famous and rich has such a fall, that's worse than anything. That's the biggest shame possible. The Gra in Megillas Esther, actually, in first parak, says by the pasuk where it says that she made that Vashti made a Mishten Nashim or whatever. So the Grove there also says the same idea, that the Pasuk, the Psukim at the beginning of the Megillah, show us about Achashverosh and then Vashti, whatever, all there, like, really, actually, the Grove is probably referring to Vashti, like she's making a big party, so she's, it's like a covet for her. Everybody's coming to her Mishten. And the Grove over there says, Melamdenu, it's to teach us, Melamdenu Akosa Lefnei Shever Goin, which is a Pasuk in Mishlei. Lefnei Shever Goin, before the break, is pride, meaning that's the way Rebbeinu Shem sets things up. Very often gives the Rasha a gavaldig kovet, a gavaldig matzev of fame and popularity and whatever it is, before the shever. Before the shever is the ga'ayin. That's the yisayin. Same yisayin of here. Ksilim meirim kaloyin. Okay, so let's look now at the beginning of Perek Dalet. Yeah, we're not going to do every pasuk, huh? Yeah, that's dealing with the structure, the Esther Madregas, the whole way. I'm skipping the pieces that have to do with the structure, because we're focusing more on the Machshav and the Musar of the Gra. So, pasuk Aleph and Perek Dalet, the Shim'u Vanim Musar of Bakshivu. Bakshivu Lodas Bino. Okay, so the speaking to the children, the children should listen to the Musar of the father, and listen Bakshivu Lodas Bino. And listen to know Bina. So actually, maybe we will do this. It's a good idea, because it relates to Kriya Shema, actually. The Gra says, Shimu Vana Musar Av, Shimu Meshamish L'Sholish L'Shoinis. The word Shim'u is used in three different ways, meaning it has three different meanings. Ha'echad L'Shin Kabbalah. One is, it means to receive. Shimu means accept from me, receive from me the thing that I'm about to tell you. Kamoi Yishama Yishma Vachtal Yechta. I don't know how the nikud over there goes. V'hoya im shemoya v'goyimen. If you know im shemoya, tishmo, mitzvoisa, right? It's not pshat that you're just going to hear it. It doesn't help. You have to be makabel. V'hoya im shemoya tishmo, mitzvoisa, right? If you're going to be makabel my mitzvahs and keep them, then you're going to get the schar. Uboi, I'm sorry, habez, Lashon Havana. The second mashmos of the word Shema, of Shema, is the Lashon of understand. Kamashikosav kishayimim anachnu. Yeah, like we say, you know, I hear. It means I understand. Right? That's another way of using the word Shmia for understanding. Vashlishi Lashon Shmia kamashmoy. And the third shot in Shmia is simple hearing. So we have hear, if we work backwards, yeah, hear, understand, and accept. Those are the three lashonis of Shmia. Luvoi nichla lashon akshava. And in that third lashon of hearing is included the lashon of listening, kiu gam ken Shmia, because it's also Shmia. Rak batoyas oizin yoyser b'chdei lahavin. Except that it's in. Okay, so he's doing a little bit different. So he's saying that inside of hearing, the Gra is kind of saying there's really four things. There would really be hear, listen, understand, and accept. What the Gra is saying is that listen is part of hearing. It's an additional, you know, it's listening.
An aggressive listening.
Right. It's hearing with more of hatoyas oizen. You're putting your ear to it more. You're paying attention more. Okay, so now where the Maisa, I actually copied on the side of my sefer here once upon a time, that the Avudraham in Dine Kriya Shema, he says, Shema yitparesh legil inyonim nigroim zemizeh. That Shema, when you say Shema Yisrael Hashem, we have to know what the word Shema means. That's part of the mitzvah d'oraisa. So he says it's explained in three inyanim that are drawn after one from the other. Harishon, hachnosas hakol b'chush Hashema. The first one is that the sound entering into the sense of hearing, right? Meaning you're hearing the words. Kimoy vayishma Yisrael, and Yisrael heard. Vasheni nigra ach Hashema, and the second one is then drawn after that Shema, after that hearing. Vuavona, and that is the understanding. Kimoy goya shaloi tishma l'shoine, like the nation that you won't hear his language, meaning you won't understand his language. Vashlishi nigra ach avona. And the third one is drawn after, comes after the understanding. After you understand something, the next step is hiya kabbalah, is to accept it. Kemoy v'hayim shemay tishmu u'shloshtan yeshtan b'pasuk hazeh. And all these three are included in this pasuk. She mitzvah kol ish yisrael lishmaya hadavar hazeh u'lahoven oysa ledas ki Hashem hu elikim ein oid mulvadoi u'lekabbalah v'malchusoi. So when we say Shema, all these three things are included, that every single Ish Yisrael, every single Jewish person is mechuyev to hear this thing, to understand it, to know that Hashem Hu Elikim and there's no one else, and to be mekabel on himself the Oyu Malchusa of the Rebbein Shalom. So that's a very important idea, that when you say Shema, you should have in mind those three things. It's very simple, yeah? Just Shema, hear, understand, and accept.
The meaning of hearing, tadatsma, hearing is kadei to understand and to accept, I guess.
No. Plenty of people could hear things without, like, if you, that's exactly the example we brought. You hear somebody speaking language that you don't.
No, you're saying there's no point to the hearing, puts from the fact that at least understanding and being makabel. It's much more hearing by itself.
You're saying if somebody is telling you to hear something, then that automatically means they're asking you to hear it for a purpose. Okay.
So let's say someone has knowledge in his brain, he still has to do Yediyah and Havana, Havana and Kabbalah, he doesn't have to listen again.
So here you
have to ask, is it in
your mind? The quote, the words into my head.
Oh, I hear it, yeah. Sounds it has to come with that mahalo.
Sounds the mahalo, right.
Sounds it has to come with the mahalo for hearing. Say it.
Has to be, like, it's coming from the words.
When
like,
you sing Shema, you sing Shema.
That's the why, but the mice will pull that to
okay. Nice rain going on here. Okay. So, next pasuk. Now, next pasuk is the aside that we saw in the Gra previously. I'm skipping because that's just that was the ikar of what I wanted from that pasuk. Just since it pertains to Kriya Shema, I thought it's chashuv to do. The pasuk bay is ki lekach toiv. Nasati lachem terasi al tazoivu. Famous pasuk, right? Because I've given you a lekach toiv, a good take, perhaps, and my Torah you should not leave. So says the Gra, and he said the same Yisrael in the past. That's referring to the mitzvahs. Moshikosav chacham lev yikach mitzvahs. Ki a mitzvahs lo kim yadayim la'asos. Mitzvahs is something that a person takes, as the pasuk says. Chacham lev yikach mitzvahs. Mitzvah is up for grabs. You got to take it though. Teirosi al ta'azovu. When it comes to Torah, the lashon is my Torah. Don't leave. He a Torah. Ki a mitzvahs ainam bechol zman elokol echad bezmanoi. We saw this in the past, that there's a fundamental difference between the mitzvahs and the Torah. Mitzvahs are not at all times. Each mitzvah has its own time. But Torah is a continuous mitzvah that's always there. So Torah is something that the person is always supposed to be involved in, unless he has a patur because he's working or whatever it is that he has, right, that he's not able to. But essentially, Torah is at all times, like the pasuk says, "Vagisa b'yoyimam v'layla," that you should be learning Torah day and night, at all times. Therefore the pasuk says, Shlomo says, don't leave it at all. Because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be doing it all the time, so don't leave it. But when it comes to kiyum of mitzvahs, and not limud Torah, mitzvahs, each one is whenever it's relevant. So then you have to take the mitzvah, any mitzvah that it becomes shaykh, that its time is there in the right place and time, etc. Take that mitzvah. Now,
how does it work together with the tmidios?
What's that?
How does it work together with the six?
The mitzvah tmidios. Yeah, and the chrami, the mitzvah tmidios. All the mitzvahs tmidios, the ma'isa, are mitzvahs shebaseichel. So it's probably here what he means is the mitzvahs tmidios, the mitzvahs masios. As opposed to these mitzvahs, they might, in a certain sense, be nichlal over here, as far as what we're talking about, in the category of Torah. I'm asking with you, we would have to explain it. He's talking about mitzvahs of action. Ashes. Now, pasuk, bein ha'yisi la'avi, I was a son to my father, rach v'yochid lefnei imi, young and a lone child before my mother. Vayereini vayomeli, and he showed me, or he taught me, and he said to me, Yismach dvorai libecha, my words should support your heart. Shmor mitzvesai v'chie, guard my mitzvahs and live. We're going to learn the Gra on Pasuk Dalet. Kloima, meaning, Kevon Sheisi ben Ohov Lefanov, since I was a beloved son before him, right? Really, it's before Hashem. The Yochid the Gamrach, and I was also a lone child, and also a young child, so to say. The Vaday Mashi Reini Utoiv Ma'oid. So certainly, whatever he teaches me, whatever he shows me to do and teaches me to do, is certainly very, very good. And it's not difficult to do it. So it's a very important thing to like. A lot of times the Torah and the mitzvahs of the Torah seem to people very, very difficult. But Be'etzem, it can't be. It can't be that it's really difficult. Or in other words, that there's some kind of problem in the person, perhaps, and some kind of psychological thing, whatever. But if you like make a switch in your psychology, you realize that no, whatever the Baruch Hashem is telling me, I'm a child, rach v'yochid, you know, bein ha'yisi la'avi, rach v'yochid lefnei. You don't tell your kid to do something that he can't do, that he's like, it's just not shaykh for him. Anything you tell him is something that you know is doable, and that it's very good for him also. Right? You love your child, it's a beloved child, you know? So anything you're telling him to do is for his sake, for his good. Very good and easy to do, or not difficult to do. So, umahim advarim. So he says, "V'gam ani omer lechem, oisem advarim amisha amali." And I also say to you those things, you know, mamish, those things that he said to me. Umahim advarim. What are those things that he said to me? That the father said to me, "Yismoich dvarei libecha." My words should support your heart. The Torah, I'm just thinking, like, You know, we have on Leil Pesach. So one of the rayas I would bring against the something in our matzah mitzvah is that to eat a shir chazanish, or even an ashir of chaim, no, but certainly a shir chazanish, two kazeis and whatever kazeis b'chdei achilas pras within 2 minutes, it's poshut not shayach. It's an impossible mitzvah. I mean, I do it, but it certainly doesn't look like achilas adam, you know. So I don't know, you know, like kibena yisi lovi rach v'yochid, it's certainly a big riot to the Sephardi matzahs that are soft. Anyway, problem is that people then will go ahead and use that logic for everything. It can't be, that's what Hashem wants. That behemoth becomes a problem. People say, it's difficult for me. They judge it by their own personal yardstick of difficulty. And they say, that can't be what Hashem wants. And goodbye. Again? The Savar, yes.
It says that Chazal Masupik, Hachdash in the Pasuk, and they say it would be too hard not have a fire at all in your house, the whole Shabbos. And our Kofa, that they were meant,
Yeah, we find also by Lulav, by Lulav Agos over there, we find that the ways of the Torah are darkly known, so it can't be that the Torah is going to tell you to take a species for the Dal and Minim that's going to have thorns and, you know, and be difficult to hold and or poisonous, you know, but when it comes to was it Mara, it also uses Darkly. So you see that's the Rebbe Shalom only is giving us mitzvahs that are bad and good for us. So Yitzmaich Dvar Elibecha, he says, Sha Torah Kmei Alechem, Torah is like the bread. Shelavav enosh yisod, that the heart of a person becomes satiated. Right, bread is the main staple of satiation for a person. And it's always necessary. Like bread, you need bread. That's the basic thing that you need to eat every day. Even though people that are some the health people sometimes are not into that nutrition wise, but. You know, but that's Lemaisa, that's the norm, is that you need bread every day. So therefore the Torah, which is like lechem, you have to have every day, day and night. You have to be involved in it. Mitzvahs are like, I don't know how to define merkachat. It doesn't mean dessert, but it's like an additional thing. What's that?
How would you go with the bread?
Right, things go with the bread. It's like, you know, it's an additional, what's that? Supplement, what did you say? So, Shehem Tovim Mitzrakim Ubezmano, that they're good sometimes, you don't have it all the time, sometimes, and in its right time. Dugma sa merkachat haba mizman lezman, similar to the merkachat, which is something that comes from time to time. You don't always eat the same, whatever, I don't know, dessert or the same additional food, whatever, I don't know. Whatever it is, my word should support your heart. That's the kavan is the Torah. Shmor mitzvosai, guard my mitzvos bizmanom, in their proper time. And live, like it says that you should do the mitzvahs and live with them. Right? You're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to be meiser nefesh and kill yourself. Right? Except for the three cardinal avers, that the mitzvahs are supposed to be done in a fashion of vechye of vechay bohem. But the Gro is explaining here in the something deeper, right? Is that what does it mean vechay bohem, that you should live with the mitzvahs? Vatechi ruach Yaakov, that the spirit of Yaakov was revived. Shutei sefes ruach, it's an additional spirit. Dugmas amerkachas, which is similar to the merkachas. It's the same idea of a merkachas. When you eat the merkachas, you don't need the merkachas for living. That you need bread. The bread is the main staple. The merkachas gives you a geshmak. It gives you like an extra koyach, an extra good feeling, whatever, an extra maybe koyach, whatever. That's the Dugmas HaMerkachas, the Tesefes Ruach. Aval Ikur Sad Aleifu B'Torah. But the Ikur support and satiation of the heart is in Torah. So that's what he says. That's what he grows Mefarash. Yismach Dvarai Libecha. Yismach is also Lashon of Sa'ad. Sa'uda, right? The pass. It's the support. The support, what supports your heart, that is the bread. That is the Torah. Shmar Mitzvah Sevechiyah. But what gives you an extra kishmak, a chiyus, a taisefes ruach, it gives you an extra additional ruach. Those are the mitzvahs, guard my mitzvahs, because those are going to give you a taisefes ruach. Okay, let's stop here.